Wildlife officials in Hawaii are playing matchmaker with what are believed to be the last three po'o'uli birds in the world. The rare birds live within 1.5 miles of each other in the Maui rainforest, but scientists believe they've never met. The scientists want to capture them so they can get to know each other better. Otherwise, they fear the po'o'uli will become extinct. Joining us now from Honolulu is Michael Buck. He's administrator of the State of Hawaii's Division of Forestry and Wildlife. First of all, Mr. Buck, can you tell us a little bit more about these birds?
Well, these birds were first discovered in 1973. Actually, I have someone on my staff that did discover them, and they're very small population, all focused around this Honavi Natural Air Reserve. And it's a small bird with a black patch, and it eats all insects. It's a pretty quiet bird. And so we don't believe it ever was many of them, but by 1973, we're probably at 100 or less.
And they don't exist anywhere else in the world?
Nowhere else in the world.
Now, how is it that these three birds live so near each other and yet haven't ever come into contact with each other?
Well, birds tend to have distinct home ranges, and these birds, even though they're in 1.5 miles of each other, their home ranges do not intersect at all. Last year, because we went through the same issue, we tried to bring, and were successful in translocating a female bird into the male's home range. But unfortunately, the female did not stay and flew back up to her own home range. So that's where we are this year now.
Maybe she didn't like him.
Well, maybe she's never seen a male po'o'uli before.
Oh.
I mean, the odds of bringing the birds in, having them meet, having them breed successfully, we're pretty behind the eight ball on this specific species right now. This is the last chance we have.
What's your plan for capturing them?
Well, we usually use mist nets. We know where all the birds are, and you need to understand this is very remote, inaccessible, steep, tropical rainforest. It's not an easy place to get around at all. So even though they have their small home ranges, one ridge apart could be a whole world apart.
Once you do have them in captivity, what's the plan? You're just going to leave it to chance or to Cupid or what?
No, well, fortunately, we are partnering with the Fish and Wildlife Service and the San Diego Zoo. And the staff at the San Diego Zoo have been very successful in some raising other birds, but this might be the ultimate challenge because we don't know all that much about the po'o'uli.
Now, some people might say that one of the reasons that birds like this are becoming extinct in the first place is because of human interference. And aren't you just interfering once again? Should they just be left on their own?
Well, that is an issue. We have a range of arguments from leave them on their own and have them die in the wild versus capture them and freeze them for their genetic materials. There is no right answer, but I think it's something to say about our human species that we are willing to try to save other species. It would be, at least from my personal opinion, a shame to let these last three birds just die in the wild without really trying to save them.
Okay, thanks very much, Mr. Buck.
Aloha.
Michael Buck is administrator of the State of Hawaii's Division of Forestry and Wildlife. He's involved in the effort to save the world's last three po'o'uli birds.